Hi, this is Sana, and you're listening to MediCircle, the voice of healthcare. The UK government has drawn up plans to carry out up to 10 million COVID-19 tests a day by early next year as a part of a huge £100 billion expansion of its national testing programme. A briefing memo sent to the First Minister and Cabinet Secretaries in Scotland reveals the UK-wide moonshot programme is expected to cost over £100 billion to deliver. If achieved, the programme would allow testing of the entire UK population per week. Uttar Pradesh has achieved a landmark success by conducting more than 50,000 RT-PCR tests in a day, which is highest in the country. Yesterday, UP conducted more than 1,50,000 tests, and total tests till now stand at around 72 lakhs. Out of 1,50,652 COVID tests yesterday, 50,000 tests were done on RT-PCR and that too by government labs. Currently, UP is doing maximum tests in India. Still, its positivity is half of the nation's average. Also, the death rate due to COVID is below national average. According to the Chief Executive Officer of Aurangabad Zilla Parishad, Mangesh Gundavale, as many as 67 villages have not had a single patient in the last 28 days. No cases were detected in 63 villages in 14 days, and 76 other areas don't have a patient as of today. India has been continuously reporting high number of recoveries. Maharashtra is leading this tally with more than 2,60,000 cases, followed by Karnataka with more than 1 lakh cases. Nearly 74% of the total active cases are in the 9 most affected states. Maharashtra, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh contribute more than 48% of the total active cases. That's all for today. Stay tuned to MediCircle Podcast for latest updates in healthcare. Good day. Stay healthy.